Dennis McCrell's tenure with the Count Basie Orchestra had two stints. In 1983, he was the last drummer hired by the legendary pianist and bandleader before his death a year later. After leaving the orchestra in 1987, McCrell returned to New York and became the drummer of choice for a large number of ensembles, including the American Jazz Orchestra and the Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Big Band. In 2010, he returned to the Count Basie Orchestra as its leader and chief conductor until 2013. He's currently a professor at Queens College in Flushing, New York. McCrell is the featured artist at the 2018 Illinois State University Jazz Festival tonight and tomorrow. Via Skype from his home in New York, he says his parents indoctrinated him into jazz at a very young age.
Yeah. I can't understate the importance of parents that really were very supportive. And because especially when I was growing up, you know, nowadays we take jazz for granted because you've got YouTube and, you know, you can kind of get anything you want. But when I was growing up, you know, there were some places with good radio, and they might play, like it might be a college station that would play jazz like late at night or something like that. But it wasn't very easy to, you know, be a young kid and have access to the music. So my mother, who was, she was really an organ fan. She loved like Jimmy Smith and all the Hammond B3 guys. She loved that stuff. Cool. She recognized that I was very drawn to the music. And she just did anything she could do to get me close to it. She used to take me to jazz clubs. Let me back up a bit. We were in a military family, so we traveled around a lot. So a lot of, you know, in major cities, that wasn't necessarily as difficult as it became when we lived in places like Anchorage, Alaska. But she, wherever we were, she would find if there was anything that was happening musically, and she would, you know, make sure that I was exposed to it.
It was in Las Vegas where you met the great singer Joe Williams. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
And that was your entry point into the Count Basie band?
Yes. All of the great things I've been blessed with, they were always, it was older musicians or just people who loved the music and took an interest in younger people. And Joe, who lived in Las Vegas, he loved the band, like at UNLV. He used to just come by and sometimes just listen to the rehearsals because he just liked the band. And he was the first one to recommended me to Basie.
So he came by the school and watched you guys rehearse?
Well, at that time, I was working on the Vegas Strip doing production shows and, you know, just doing whatever gigs, you know, I could do. But again, Joe, sometimes he would come to our concerts and just be in the audience. And the nice thing, and I have to also give a great deal of credit to our band director at the time, his name was Frank Gagliardi, who was a percussionist at the Hilton Hotel. He was on the Vegas Strip. And so in addition to being a great educator, he also, you know, was one of the cats who knew all the other musicians. And there was really a very informal feeling. So a lot of great players would just come by, just check out the band. There was one concert where Joe was in the audience, and I guess Frank asked him, listen, would you mind being our MC? So he just walked up and started introducing everybody. And, you know, it was that casual.
How cool is that?
He just loved hanging out, and he just loved being around the music.
So you entered into the Basie band, but didn't Freddie Green basically run the band at that time when you were in it?
No. When I joined the band, it was in January of 83. This was Basie, and Basie was still alive. Basie is the one who hired me. Freddie's role in the band pretty much was as most people saw. He was kind of the silent partner. He didn't say much. A silent partner in terms of he wasn't very verbal, but his presence was very strongly felt. But Basie ran the band to the end.